بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نأخذ درسنا في مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة للشيخ الفاضل أبي محمد عبد الحميد الحجوري حفظه الله. وقد وصلنا إلى فقرة ومن أصول الإيمان الإيمان برسل الله عز وجل، وأنه قد أرسل رسلا إلى أممهم. قال تعالى: ولقد أرسلنا رسلا من قبلك منهم من قصصنا عليك ومنهم من لم نقصص عليك، وما كان لرسول أن يأتي بآية إلا بإذن الله، فإذا جاء أمر الله قضي بالحق وخسر هنالك المبطلون. الآية. We're reading from the fundamentals, and he summarized fundamentals of the people of the Sunnah who collectively hold to it. And we arrived in a section where the Shaykh, he's mentioning some of the fundamentals of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. From those fundamentals is believing in the messengers, all of the messengers of Allah. نحن في صفحة 255. We are in page number 255. This is in Arabia. At the bottom of the page. He said, from usul, from the fundamentals, from the basic fundamentals of Iman, is having faith in believing in the prophets of Allah. And that Allah sent messengers to their nations. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, verily we sent messengers before you. From them are those who we've informed you of, and from them are those we have not informed you of. وقال الله عز وجل وما كان لرسول أن يأتي بآية إلا بإذن الله. And it is not for a prophet to come except, it's not for a prophet to come with an ayah, أي بمعنى معجزة, with come from with a miracle except by the permission of Allah. فإذا جاء أمر الله قضي بالحق وخسر هنالك المبطلون. And if he came with the commandment of Allah, and Allah decided in that matter, قضي بالحق, it's decided with truth, and the people of deviance will be at loss. فقال الشيخ فمن كفر برسول منهم فهو كافر بدين الله. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned, whoever disbelieves in a messenger from amongst them, meaning any messenger from the messengers of Allah, if an individual disbelieves in any messenger from the messengers of Allah, from those who Allah has sent, then he is disbelieved in the deen of Allah. So the believer, he holds to believe in it, all of the prophets, all of the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. From Nuh alayhi salam to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min Nuh ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad ibn Abdillahi alayhi afdal salatu wa salam. نؤمن بكلهم نؤمن بكلهم، نؤمن بآدم عليه السلام وكل الأنبياء، وكل الأنبياء والرسل الذين جاءوا من بعدهم إلى خاتم النبيين محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We believe in all of the prophets and all of the messengers. All of the prophets and all of the messengers. Such from the beginning where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam. We believe in Adam. We believe in Nuh. We believe in Musa. We believe in Isa. And all of the prophets that came in each generation between them, all the way up to the seal of all prophets, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever disbelieves, الَّذِي لَا يُؤْمِن بِرَسُولٍ مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِدِينِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Whoever does not believe in a single messenger from the messengers, then he has disbelieved in the deen of Allah. وَكَافِرُ بِجَمِيعِهِمْ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِرَسُولٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَهُوَ كَافِرُ بِدِينِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَكَافِرُ بِجَمِيعِهِمْ. Whoever disbelieves in one messenger from the messenger of Allah, he's disbelieved in the deen of Allah, and he's disbelieved in all of the prophets. قال الله عز وجل كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people of Nuh, they disbelieved in all of the prophets. They disbelieved in all of the messengers. كذبت قوم نوح قوم نوح المرسلين. All of them, they disbelieved. The people of Nuh, they disbelieved in all of the prophets. لماذا؟ وهم إنما كذبوا نوح عليه السلام. They disbelieved in Nuh. And by them disbelieving in Nuh, this is how they disbelieved in all of the prophets and messengers. كيف كذبوا جميع الرسل؟ كذبوا جميع الرسل لأنهم كذبوا نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام. والدليل على أنهم كذبوا جميع الرسل قول الله عز وجل كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. مرسلين جمع أي بمعنى جميع الرسل. يعني كذبوا جميع الرسل. كيف حصل هكذا؟ لأنهم كذبوا بالوحي الذي جاء به نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى يعني how did they disbelieve in all of the prophets? By just their mere disbelief, their mere disbelief in the Prophet Nuh عليه السلام. قال تعالى لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and we make no distinction between any of them from the prophets. From not a single prophet do we make distinction between them. And they said, we hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you we will return. هكذا يكون قول المؤمن. This is the statement of the person of belief, that they believe in that which all of the prophets came with. ولا يفرقون بينهم يؤمنون بجميعهم. They do not make a distinction from the aspect of disbelief in any single one of them. Rather, they believe in all of the prophets and all of the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. This is the way of the believer. وَنُؤْمِنُ بِمَنْ قَصَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْهُمْ وَمَنْ لَمْ يقصص. And we believe as Muslims, we believe in all of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of, and we also believe in those messengers that Allah has not informed us of. We believe in the prophets, in the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of, and we also believe in those messengers that we have not been informed of. قال تعالى ورسلا قد قصصنا عليك ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك. Allah says, and messengers, ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك, messengers we have informed you of from before, من قبل, ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك, and there are messengers we have not informed you of. وأعلاهم ومقدمهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي يجب أن نؤمن به ونؤمن بما جاء به والأخذ بطريقه. The one of best status and the greatest of all of them and the forefront of all of them, meaning all of the prophets, all of the messengers, is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with the Quran, the one who we as Muslims we try to hold to his methodology. فَقَالَ الَّذِي يَجِبُ أَن نُؤْمِنَ بِهِ, the one it is incumbent upon us to believe in him. وَنُؤْمِن بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ, and we believe in that which he came with. We believe in him as being a prophet, a messenger, and we believe in that which he came with, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. So we take him as the best of examples. We believe in him, within him himself he was sent. He himself was sent as a messenger, as a prophet, as the best of examples. And we also believe in that which he was sent with. نُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَنُؤْمِنُ بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ وَالْأَخْذْ بِطَرِيقِهِ, and we believe in the importance of implementing that which he came with, which is the sunnah. الْأَخْذْ بِطَرِيقِهِ أي أَخْذْ بِسُنَّتِهِ. We believe in taking him as the best of examples and acting upon that which he came with. كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, verily you find in the messenger of Allah, verily you find in the messenger of Allah the best of examples for you. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة, the best of examples, لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر, whoever hopes to meet Allah and go to paradise. So to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to believe in that which he came with. And to believe in that which he came with means that we have to act upon the message that he delivered. لأن هناك فرق بين الإيمان به والأخذ بسنته. الفرق لأن القول, نقبل القول وكذلك نقبل العمل. There's that some individuals, they may say that they believe in the sunnah, but they may not act upon and use his actions and follow his example in their lifestyle. So it's a difference between saying that we believe and implementing that which he came with. If we say that we believe in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we say that we believe in that which he came with, then it is incumbent upon us to act upon his way, to act upon his sunnah. وَقَالَ وَيَتَضَمَّنُ قَوْلْ مُحَمَّدُ الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ. In this statement, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, when we say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, ما معنى محمد الرسول الله؟ أي يتضمن هذا القول محمد الرسول الله تصديقه فيما أخبر وطاعته فيما أمر والانتهاء عما نهى عنه وزجر وأن لا يعبد الله عز وجل إلا بما شرع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. This statement, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, it entails in it the fact that we believe and we hold to be true that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of. And we obey him in that which he's commanded. And we avoid and we stop and we stay far removed from that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us from. And also we do not worship Allah except with that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has legislated. Meaning we follow his way. We act upon his commandments. وَلَا يُعْبَدُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Allah is not worshipped except with that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implemented and commanded with, the legislation that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. فَهَذِي يُذَكِّرُنَا بِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger, O Prophet, يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا, we've sent you as a witness, وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا, and a giver of glad tidings to those who believe in Allah, those who believe in the Sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَنَذِيرًا, and a plain warner, a warner to those who disbelieve, a warner against those who are in disobedience. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ, and a caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the permission of Allah, calling to Allah by his permission. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجٌ مُنِيرًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him sirajun munira, made him a lamppost, made him a light, illuminating the hearts and illuminating the minds and illuminating the life of every believer if they hold to his way, if they hold to his sunnah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded us with actions to implement them to the best of our ability. And everything that he prohibited, it is incumbent upon us to stay away from. This is the meaning of Muhammad al-Rasulullah. تَصْدِقٌ فِيمَا أَخْبَرَ يعني الذي يستطيع أن يحفظ هذه فقرة فيحفظ خيرا كثيرا. يعني محمد الرسول الله يتضمن في هذا القول, محمد الرسول الله تصديقه فيما أخبر وطاعته فيما أمر والانتهاء عما نهى عنه وزجر, وبعضهم يقولون واجتناب عما نهى عنه وزجر, ولا يعبد الله عز وجل إلا بما شرع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. This statement, it basically entails in it what is the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah. أي لا متبوع بحق إلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The statement Muhammad Rasulullah, it basically means there is no one that deserves to be followed. In truth, there's no one that deserves to be followed in truth except for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Rasulullah. And what does this entail? تصديقه فيما أخبر. Believing and trusting and holding to be the truth that which he informed us of from the Quran and from his Sunnah. يعني تصديق نصدقه في كل أخباره الذي يعني التي جاء بها وطاعته فيما أمر أي نطيعه في كل شيء أي من الواجبات والمستحبات والانتهاء أي الاجتناب عما نهى عنه وزجر أي نبتعد عن كل ما نهى عنه وأنكر عليه وأن لا يعبد الله عز وجل إلا بما شرع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعبد الله عز وجل كما عبد الله سبحانه وتعالى لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد هذا دليل على أن البدعة في الدين لا يجوز البدعة في العبادات لا تجوز. If we can comprehend this statement of the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah, this is very helpful and very good. Because it's to hold to true and truly believe and believe to be when we say تصديقه فيما أخبره. We hold to be true everything that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of. From the Qur'an and also the authentic narrations from the ahadith. The narrations that we find in the books of hadith. Those authentic narrations, we hold them all to be true. We believe them. وَطَاعَتُ فِيمَا أَمَرْ And obedience to him, regarding everything that he commanded. And this entails in it those actions which are wajib, incumbent upon us, obligatory, and also those actions which are highly recommended. لأننا نجد كثيرا من المسلمين يتساهلون في المستحبات وهذا لا ينبغي المستحبات مفروض أن نطيع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل مستحبات كذلك على قدر ما نستطيع نطيع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ونقوم بالمستحبات كذلك على قدر المستطاع. This statement وطاعته فيما أمر and to be obedient to him regarding that which he's commanded. The commandments, some of them are wajib, meaning incumbent upon us. And then there are some that are highly recommended. We should obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding those issues that are incumbent upon us and also those issues which are highly recommended. وَالْإِنْتِهَاءِ عَمَّا نَهَى عَنْهُ وَزَجَرْ وَجَاءَ حَدِيثٌ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ في معنى هذا القول قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه وما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطعتم فإنما أهلك الذين من قبلكم كثرة مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. هذا الحديث حديث عظيم. في هذا الحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث الذي جاء في البخاري ومسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبين لنا أهمية طاعته في كل ما أمر به على قدر الاستطاعة، ولكن الذي نهانا عنه فعلينا نجتنب، علينا أن نجتنب تلك المحرمات على الإطلاق. أما الأوامر نطيعه على قدر ما نستطيع، نطيعه على قدر ما نستطيع، ولا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. There's a hadith, a famous hadith that came in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abi Huraira. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he is the one who narrated this hadith, where he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned, whatever I have prohibited you from, then stay away from it, meaning avoid it in totality. And that which I have commanded you with, then implement it based on your ability. And we know Allah does not burden any soul beyond what they can bear. مثلا الذي يصلي فيصلي قائما. يصلي قائما. As an example, the person who wants to pray, he prays standing. ولكن إذا وجد وجعا في ظهره أو يعني هو متعب فله أن يجلس. إن كان متعبا أو عنده مرض فله أن يجلس. فإن لم يستطيع يصلي جالسا فيجوز له أن يصلي على الجنب. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بقيام للصلاة، أمرنا بأن نقوم عندما نصلي، ولكن الذي ليس بقادر على ذلك فله أن يجلس، فالذي ليس بقادر على أن يجلس فله أن يقعد، له أن يرقد على جنبه. كما جاء الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلي قائما فإن لم تستطيع فقاعدا فإن لم تستطيع فعلى جنب. قال هذا لذلك الصحابي الذي كان معه بواسير رضي الله عنه، قال صلي قائما فإن لم تستطيع فقاعدا فإن لم تستطيع فعلى جنب. وكما قال الله عز وجل أولا في كتابه لمن كان مريضا أو على سفر، قال الله عز وجل من كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. ثم قال الله عز وجل يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. أوامر الله سبحانه وتعالى على قدر ما نستطيع أن نقوم به. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يأمرنا بشيء علينا أن نقوم به إلا ونقوم بذلك الشيء بتلك العبادة على قدر ما نستطيع. As we know, based on this hadith that we mentioned, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commandments of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commandments in general in the deen of Allah, it's for our implementation, but it's not for us to be harsh on ourselves and harm ourselves regarding implementing certain acts of worship. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, what I commanded you to do, implement it based on your ability. As an example, the individual who prays and he has pain in his back, or he's very ill, or he's sick, he doesn't have to pray standing. He can pray sitting. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told the companion, he said, pray standing. And if you're not able, then pray sitting. And if you're not able, then pray on your side. But as far as with the prohibitions, we have no choice but to stay away from these prohibitions. The prohibitions, as the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. What I prohibited you from, then stay away from it. This is all a part of Iman. This is all a part of faith in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all a part of believing in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we fulfill the commandments that he came with based on our ability. We try to implement his sunnah based on our ability, and we stay away from everything that he has prohibited. We stay away from everything that he has prohibited. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the same hadith that we just mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ إِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَثْرَةُ مَسَائِلِهِمْ وَاخْتِلَافُهُمْ عَلَى أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. هذا هو الشاهد. واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. أي أن نفرق أن يعني نخالف أو نشاقق قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو فعله. فهذا يجعل الشخص يعني فيه هلاك. يجعل الشخص فيه هلاك ودمار والضمار. The individual who opposes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is in opposition with regards to his actions. This is the thing that destroyed the people who have come before, differing with their prophets, being different than that which they came with. وَنُؤْمِن بِأَنَّ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ آخِرِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. قال الشيخ وَنُؤْمِن بأن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آخر الأنبياء. قد رجعنا إلى المتن. ونؤمن بأن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آخر الأنبياء وأنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الناس كافة. قال الله عز وجل وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. And from the belief of the Muslim, from the acts of having Iman, having faith, having proper belief in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to believe that that he is the last of all prophets. He is the seal of all of the prophets. And that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent to all of mankind. He's not just for the Muslim. He's sent to all of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and we have not sent, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We have not sent you except to all of mankind. كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. As a giver of glad tidings, and a warner. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. However, most people do not know. They do not have knowledge of this. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلٌ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, أي قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah commands the messengers, say to mankind, say to the people, verily I am a messenger of Allah to all of you. وَكَذَلِكَ مَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. أي لجميع المخلوقات. رحمة للعالمين. This reminds us of the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, we have not sent, he said, and we have not sent you O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you except as a mercy to all of mankind. وقال تعالى تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Allah says, blessed be the one who sent down the Furqan, sent down the criterion upon his slave, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نزل الفرقان على عبده وعبده هو محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. هذا اللام لام السببية بمعنى لأن يكون للعالمين. سبب إنزال الفرقان على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يكون لجميع الناس من الجن والإنس أي نذيرا لهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, blessed be He who sent down the Furqan upon His slave for Him to be for all of mankind, for all of mankind, a plain warner. وقال تعالى ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah says, and Muhammad is not a father of any men from amongst you. However, he's the messenger of Allah and the seal of all prophets. And Allah is knowledgeable of all things. فهذا الذي أردنا أن نأخذ اليوم بالنسبة لهذا الدرس أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واجب علينا أن نؤمن به ونؤمن بجميع الرسل منهم من قص الله عز وجل علينا ومنهم لم يقصصنا عليهم فَنُؤْمِن بِجَمِيعِهِمْ. All of the prophets and messengers, it is incumbent upon us to believe in all of the prophets and all of the messengers. Some of them Allah informed us of, and some of them Allah has not informed us of. وَالَّذِي يُكَذِّب بِرَسُولٍ وَاحِدٍ كَأَنَّ يُكَذِّب جَمِيعَهُمْ. And the one who disbelieves in any single prophet from the prophets, or any single messenger from the messengers of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as if he has disbelieved in all of them. وَنُؤْمِن بِأَنَّ النَّبِيَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam هُوَ أَفْضَلُهُمْ وَهُوَ مُقَدِّمُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. We believe that the messenger of Allah, Muhammad, he is in the forefront. The best of examples for all of us, and we have mentioned proofs relating to this. And also, أَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مَا هُوَ مَعْنَى مُحَمَّدَ الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ. What is the meaning of Muhammad الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ؟ أي بمعنى تصديقه فيما أخبر وطاعته فيما أمر واجتناب ما نهى عنه وزجر أي وانتهاء ما نهى عنه وزجر وأن لا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We also took the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah, that it means to believe in, to be truth, everything that he came with from information, and that we obey him in everything that he's commanded, and also that we stay away from that which he has prohibited and that which he disliked, and that we do not worship Allah except with that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have committed to from acts of worship. We worship Allah based on that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam legislated. وكذلك أخذنا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو آخر الأنبياء هو آخر النبيين. نعم. And also from that which we have taken is that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he is the last of all of the prophets. وكذلك هو مرسل إلى جميع العالمين إلى كافة الناس. And also we have taken that he is sent to all of mankind, to all of mankind, from jinn and ins, from man, from the beings, unseen beings that have been created that we do not see with our naked eye, and also all of mankind, not just Muslims. It's incumbent upon Christians and Jews and Buddhists and anyone of any other walk of life, it's incumbent upon them also to commit to worshipping Allah according to the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all of mankind, even them. ونسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد والحمد لله رب العالمين.